This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Welcome to WEEI Afternoons on this Good Friday, or dare I say Dan Ball, filling in for Nick Fitzy Stevens. A great Friday here.
Oh boy.
At Fenway Park.
That's the bar we're setting at 2 o'clock or 2:02 in the afternoon.
Turn your head to the left a little bit.
Okay.
Look at the bright sunshine on Lansdowne Street.
It's not bad.
Over America's most beloved ballpark. We are here in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 48 years and the official truck of the Boston Red Sox. That audio you heard sounds like Stephen A. Smith on ESPN might have been listening to my three-point take from yesterday. The discussion around Jason Tatum as he heads into another playoff postseason run, pursuit of another banner. The Celtics and the Magic TD Garden Sunday afternoon. The playoffs begin. We've been waiting for this all year, really. We've been nitpicking. We've been riding the roller coaster, bragging when we picked out the inflection point when Tatum was turning a corner in his development on and off the court and leadership and all of that. We're about to get the fruits of that laborious season, getting through the minutia we had to. But we're going to start this show off, Dan Ball, the way we always do.
Yeah.
It's a Friday. Good Friday.
Great Friday.
Great Friday.
Some would say.
Who won the week in Boston sports is how we start here on WEEI Afternoons every Friday. It's a old standby Nick Fitzy Stevens and myself used to have on the weekends and on podcasts and those types of things. And I'm going to start with an obvious one, a simple one, because I think this guy had about as good a day, as good a week as a man can have in this day and age.
As a man can have.
Yeah, I don't want to be sexist, but he's a man.
Well, okay.
And I'm not, we don't need to go down that road. Why are you trying to lead me in a road where I can get in trouble?
No, it's just that you said that specifically compared to as an athlete.
Yes.
Was said specifically. Okay.
You are a man.
Okay, debatable on both, but let's continue.
Ken is a man.
That we know.
Alex Bregman is the man. St. Bregman. We know what he did on the baseball field. We know he has not been a slow starter this year. He's been a hot starter. His numbers have been actually really good for the totality of this early portion of the season. But this week, he had his 5-for-5 performance, 5 hits in a game for the first time in his career, 2 home runs, could have hit for the cycle if he had a triple, which I feel like a lot of people in the history of baseball probably have said that. They get the home run, the double, and the single. Like, damn, if I could just get a triple, I could hit for the cycle.
By far the hardest one. And you're playing at a stadium that's the exact replica of Yankee Stadium,
yes,
where it's almost impossible to hit it where an outfielder isn't.
Correct.
That place is a bandbox.
So he has that night at the plate that the Red Sox needed to feel good about themselves, to bounce back from a 16-1 performance, all of those things. So he's crushing the ball down in Tampa, and then he's going to fly home and have his second son. And his second son was born this week, Bennett Matthew Bregman, BB.
Benny Breggs.
We've replaced Bill Belichick with a better BB. Bennett Bregman.
Music to Teddy's ears, I'll tell you that.
A young St. Bregman on his way. The family, everybody looked healthy and happy and actually remarkably good. His wife, Regan, I believe, was looking very... I've never been through childbirth, but
yeah,
if I did, I would like to look as good as she did.
Coming You've out observed this, it.
I've observed it.
Yeah.
I had to sit down. I had to be like... I had a nurse ask me, are you okay, sir?
Really?
You
did
go
you need the ice
chair?
Chips?
I didn't need ice chips, but okay. I did need to sit down because if I hadn't sat down, I think I was going down. I was starting to feel a little flush in the cheeks and seeing things.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. It's a real simple reason. I had white sneakers on and a little speck of blood hit the sneaker, and I looked down at it and I was like, I don't think I'm, yeah, I'm going to go sit over there behind the curtain.
Yeah.
You guys let me know when we're all done in here.
That'll take the greatest man to his knees.
I'm guessing that Bregman was a more positive force in the delivery room, given that he is a saint and seemingly everything he does at a high level. But when you talk about in a couple day span going 5-for-5 with 2 home runs in a Major League Baseball game for the Boston Red Sox, and then coming back to Boston and having your second son and everybody being healthy and happy and rolling right along, I feel like it's just sort of another chapter here in the St. Bregman discussion to start the year.
And it gets even better when you add the context of what he did this under, because we started the week with a 16 spot that was hung on you by the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yikes!
And we were at the lowest point with this team since probably before they signed Alex Bregman. That was the lowest I've seen the general morale around the Red Sox.
No, the 11-1 loss to the White Sox in Chicago wasn't great.
Yeah, but then you lost that series against the White Sox, and every issue that we talked about with the defense and with inconsistent hitting just got worse and worse and worse and worse up until that point against the Rays. He then turns around and puts that performance together when his team needed it more than, I'd say, at any other point this season. And then, of course, you know, goes in and does one of the most wonderful things that you can do in life.
Yep.
And he's changing the narrative about himself. He's a .254 hitter in March and April in his career. He has the highest OPS among any third baseman in baseball right now. So as he's changing the narrative, we've anointed him a saint to this point in his time with the Red Sox. And I also wanted to share this with you because I knew you were going with Bregman. This is a smart cat. This is a guy that's extremely well calculated. He did all these things in the spring that we talked about. Oh, he went with the young kids and he bought them suits and he did all this stuff.
He had a day off, but he took the bus with the young guys.
Right, and he built up all this positive momentum and this positive press as soon as he got here, set the tone for what he was going to be as a Red Sox. Then all of a sudden, he kind of forgets how to throw a baseball at third base, but did we really give him that much guff compared to a guy like Casas or Trevor Story while that was going on?
No, because it's track record.
Yeah.
People are probably surprised that he already has 4 errors and, you know, is on pace for a gazillion errors on the season. Track record.
Yeah.
You know, he has a track record to fall back on, sort of opposite of Tristan Casas, where people are like, why are people confident that he's going to turn it around? He was good for the end of one season one time a couple years ago, and other than that, hasn't been great. So,
right. Yeah,
he gets, you're absolutely right that Bregman gets and has earned the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But you're also right, like a $40 million player, could you pick nits a little bit more and say, why are you throwing the ball around so much? I thought you were supposed to be the force that was making us move Devers out of that position.
Right.
But no, you know, and the other thing I would point out about the performance was on the road. He's supposed to be the greatest hitter in the history of this building we're in right now, Fenway Park, right?
Ted Williams, Alex Bregman.
Now he's coming back home.
Yeah.
Fenway Park. It's going to be a beautiful weekend series, not just tonight with the sun out. Tomorrow, they're talking about highs potentially in the 80s here in the city of Boston. Garrett Crochet is going to be on the mound, your ace. We actually passed him by the media entry point where he was leaning on a post, just shooting the poo with people on the sidewalk.
Looked healthy.
Looked healthy and ready to roll.
Ready to shove tomorrow.
As much as anyone can. I mean, I don't know. I know he's dying inside or something, but no, he looked healthy, looked great, ready to go. And you have this weekend series, which concludes on Monday with the late morning start, the traditional Marathon Monday Patriot Day start here in Boston. This is a fun weekend of baseball in Boston.
Yep.
As long as you take care of business, because the Chicago White Sox are here. And if you play the Chicago White Sox the way you played them the last time you played them at their park, well, then a fun weekend really kind of falls apart really quickly because, I mean, you should sweep this series.
Like, no question.
You absolutely should win the series, but it's not crazy to say you go in with the expectation we should sweep this series. You're at 10-10. We've talked about no one's running away with the East. You're feeling pretty good. You're not playing great baseball, but you're okay with kind of where you are and you're figuring it out. Maybe the power is turning the corner. Maybe Bregman's helping that. Duran got off the schneid. David Hamilton, my guy. Game-winning home run, only run of that game. Maybe they're start to, you know, be the power team that I think Cora expects them to be a little bit more when he made that comment to us earlier in the week about strikeouts might be part of who we are, but we need the power that comes with it. And I think Bregman, of course, could be sort of the launching off point, those couple home runs in that big bounce back performance after Alex Cora called out his coaches, not his team, just his coaches. I believe you, Alex, but I also think you were kind of calling out your whole team.
I was going to say, do we? Because he answered that question, and it was the right question to ask because it was an uncharacteristic thing for Cora to do, to be that brazen in his post-game press conference.
This early, too.
Yes.
That was Ime Udoka-esque.
It was. And then he kind of chuckled. He laughed after he said that. So I couldn't really get a good feel on if he was just saying that to try to brush it off. Look at me. I'm still fun and zany and whatever else, or if he actually meant it. But it seemed to work. It worked. You got outscored 20-9 in that series against the Rays, and you scrapped and clawed when you clearly didn't have your best stuff to win that series. And that's the most important thing. But it is inconceivable to me that this team is 500 against the White Sox over the last two seasons.
Yeah, not great.
Inconceivable, or under, I think it's one game under.
Not great.
And you can't be, if the Red Sox want to recognize the potential that I think a lot of people saw after you made the move for Crochet and Bregman this offseason, and what we talked about, you can't play down to your competition quite like that.
Well, it's funny, because we're going to switch gears here and talk a little Celtics, who are getting ready to face the Magic, a team that won the season series against Boston, a team that has a winning record against Joe Mazzulla. Joe Mazzulla, to put it another way, has a losing record against the Orlando Magic. Now, I think that's circumstantial. But I said Alex Bregman won the week for welcoming his second son into the world and hitting a couple home runs, having a big day at the plate, helping them bounce back. Who do you believe Dan Ball won the week?
My answer to that question was Jason Tatum. And it's not
suck up
overly creative to, say that one of the best, arguably the best athlete in Boston sports right now won the week. You're making a face.
No, I'm letting that digest.
Yeah.
I'm letting it go through my head.
Who's better than Jason Tatum in Boston sports right now?
So I think Bruins fans might want to argue for Pasta.
Okay.
Or at least enter him into the conversation.
I'll give you that. He should have been an MVP. He is an MVP candidate this year.
Okay, you're right. That's probably the only two.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're hoping Crochet goes there.
Yep.
Rafi Devers should probably be in the conversation.
He's paid to be.
He is
so
not.
So is Jeremy Swyman.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Yes. Jaren Duran, based on last year being a top five MVP candidate.
Yeah.
Based on the season and just what he's capable of doing in terms of a five tool type player.
But when you put it all together, and that's including the championship and the resume that he's built for himself.
That Jaylen Brown built for him. What?
Ah. They're
saying. Proceed, though. I'll allow for it. Jason Tatum, the best athlete in Boston.
And the reason why I nominated him as winning the week, and why I think it's a bit more nuanced than when you would just say, oh, he had a great couple of games, and that's why he won the week. The Celtics haven't played since last Sunday. They'll go exactly a week before they play game one against Orlando.
Yep.
And a year ago, during this time, when they were heading into the playoffs, the narrative around him was much more of a negative, well, Tatum's not clutch. He and Jaylen Brown aren't going to win anything. They don't have that same. They don't have the championship. They don't. The thing that elevates you to the all-time greats in Boston and that elevates you to among the pantheon of NBA players that are out there right now are championships that they were missing. Over the last week, it has been diametrically opposed to what it was last season. We had in that the clip that Stiz played off the top is a perfect example. Now it's Tatum's being disrespected. We just had a conversation yesterday about how he's the how he's potentially the face of the NBA, and he's a top three player, and he's an MVP finalist, and he's, if you started your NBA franchise from the ground day one, he'd be right around the right among the players that you'd choose first overall as the cornerstone of your franchise. So despite not playing any games over the last week, I feel like the conversation around Jason Tatum in these past 7 days has been completely positive and has been a lot different from what it was 365 days ago. So I think it's a testament to what he's done in that time.
It's hard for me to push back against that. A noted Tatum critic, some would say hater over the years, who used his three-point stance yesterday to say Jason Tatum is going to be the best player in the NBA during the playoffs. He's going to win another title. He's going to do something that I didn't know until this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Shaughnessy, thank you, in the Boston Globe. I did not know. I was not, I mean, I guess I just assumed, or well, I don't know. The only Celtics-era superstar that defended his title was named Bill Russell. Now, he defended it like eight times in a row.
Yeah.
So totally
tough bar to set.
So this is not hyperbolic to say Jason Tatum has a chance to surpass Larry Bird, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, whichever era Celtic, or even if you want to do the tandem thing and say Pierce and Garnett. Well, Brown and Tatum can pass Pierce and Garnett,
right.
Bird and McHale. Whatever tandems, because only the 60s era, the Bill Russell's era Celtics defended their title. And I think there is momentum. And I think we've watched it firsthand, the evolution of him over the second half of the season. And I think people are noticing the way he plays his game, but also the opportunity that's at hand. I think they have a pretty fortuitous path to the Eastern Conference Finals. Whereas you look out West, that's going to be like a battle royal. Those eight teams are going to beat the living crap out of each other.
The East is a two-team race at this point. And this is going to age poorly if for some reason Orlando beats you in seven. But, I mean, does that feel...
We're not going to be worrying about your take aging poorly if we're talking about Orlando beating the Celtics. There's going to be a lot hitting the fan at that point.
That's true.
That happens.
That's fair.
Don't worry about your take. It isn't Stiz.
It is narcissism in me coming out. Sorry.
It's not going to happen. There is no shot of it happening.
No shot
of the Celtics losing before the Eastern Conference Finals, even though Terps' little stat, six straight defending NBA champions have not gotten out of the second round. So history says they actually have no shot to get to Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, but did the schedule look like this when you're talking about those teams?
I bet you it did somewhere along the way. I bet you some of those champions were like, oh, this looks pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. And then, and I would add to the Tatum thing, that isn't this week, but it was only a couple weeks ago we were talking about his ankle. And we were like, oh, shoot, are they both going to be tweaked heading into the playoffs, where you had Jaylen Brown already dealing with the knee, which is clearly still an issue in getting pain management.
Right.
But the Tatum thing, I can remember Fitzy on here. Don't play him again. Just rest him if you got to rally like crazy. And I think he missed one game, maybe two. And it was like then he was back out there and he looks fine and he's ready to go. And we haven't even discussed his ankle and his health.
No, because it hasn't impacted his play. Jaylen Brown, it's very clear that whatever's going on with his knee has impacted his play pretty significantly. It just isn't as amplified because the rest of the roster is so incredible around him. But you haven't seen Tatum have really that significant of a drop-off, if any.
So that audio we played with Stephen A. coming into this segment made me, because he was kind of parsing his words, trying to pick and choose how exactly he was portraying Jason Tatum and what is missing. Is he disrespected? Is he not appreciated? And you know, what's the difference between sort of those different things?
I also found it funny that was a day after he said that the Knicks are going to take the Celtics to seven games if they play in the second round. So
the Knicks, who I know the last game went to overtime, but before that led for 42 seconds or something in the entirety of the games played all year.
Yeah. So I'm saying take it with a grain of salt wherever he's going with Tatum.
But I feel like that is going to be one of the underlying storylines of the entire NBA postseason is Jason Tatum. Because I think people are going to do what I did yesterday and use the leaping off point of Jaylen Brown isn't going to be 100%. Jaylen Brown is a little ding. Whatever Jaylen Brown is, this is time for Tatum to really... He didn't do it last year. He might have been a passenger on that title. Now he needs to be the driver of the bus this year. I think that's going to be one of the massive storylines beyond just they're trying to repeat and that whole storyline there. And people have, I feel like, problems assessing exactly what Jason Tatum is.
Yeah. Because he plays on an incredible team.
Right.
With a, I guess, Robin to his Batman or
right.
second Batman to his Batman, however you want to characterize
it. Well, no, he's Batman because Batman is all NBA four straight years.
Right.
And Robin is all NBA two of five or whatever, one of five. So whatever, like, he's Batman.
Yeah.
And that's Robin. But it's people struggling to, well, is he underappreciated? Is he disrespected? He hasn't won an MVP. Should he be an MVP? He's always seemingly in the conversation, but never one of the top two or three candidates like this year, where it's going to be probably SGA and it should go to Jokic. There's really only two candidates in my mind. He's,
right.
He's on the outside looking in.
And I feel like that's just a factor of the situation you're in. You have that second star, borderline superstar that's with you in a roster that runs seven deep, eight deep.
Yeah,
I think as long as the Boston Celtics are constructed as they are, his biggest criticism is going to be, well, he's just a factor of the team that he plays on.
Yeah, but
he's
why?
Not,
no one says
why?
That about other things. Did they say that about, like, quarterbacks that have good... they probably do say it about Jalen Hurts. Bad example. Tom Brady had some great offenses around him, but
yeah.
Tom Brady gets all the credit. It starts with Tom Brady, right? Even though he's throwing to Randy Moss and Wes Welker and Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman, it's Tom Brady's team. He
yeah.
gets the credit despite being surrounded by GOATs and all pros and pro bowlers and all of that. Why is Jason Tatum, who continues to lead the Celtics every freaking year deep into the playoffs or to a title or what, like expectations as Brady-like expectations, right? They are finals or bust. They are absolutely finals or bust. They're like the Patriots that used to roll out of bed or Patrick Mahomes now, right? Patrick Mahomes goes to the AFC title game every year just like Brady did.
Yep.
Like that's when their season basically starts. Have you heard Patrick Mahomes, the offense wasn't good last year. Did people start to diminish their focus on Patrick Mahomes? Nope.
No.
So why, even if you want to call him a game manager now, like our guy Ted has been up in arms about how he's splitting doubles, reading doubles, assists, all of that.
Right.
Maybe he's managing the game better. Why doesn't he get credit for that? Why doesn't he get credit for being the best player on what most people still, despite the standings, kind of feel like is the favorite to win the title? I know they're not the betting favorite. Because
is
of
it still OKC?
I believe so, yes.
Well, I guess that's head-to-head.
And I get that,
matchup.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But I think if you held a gun to people's heads and said, you have to bet on either SGA's OKC team or Tatum Celtics, who would people take?
I would have to imagine it's the Celtics, given
the there was more thought there than I expected.
The experience. No, I was weighing it because there's been a pretty significant discrepancy, given how good we know the Celtics is. There's been a pretty significant gap between what OKC has done in those couple of games, but you can't undervalue the experience that you have in a finals.
Correct.
In a deep playoff run and the experience that Tatum specifically has as a leader of this team.
All right.
I think it's just a factor of not maybe a game or two here or there deep in playoff runs where you don't show up and be that superhuman that a Brady or a Mahomes. You know his floor is extremely high, but his ceiling hasn't been at its highest when he's needed to up until last year.
And
he does it again, narrative changes.
He doesn't have the marquee moments, the visual, the singular shot play that a lot of people want to remember.
Yeah.
And he somehow has the ability to lead the team to a title, or the team gets a title with him as their best player, where he leads in points, rebounds, and assists, and yet the other guy was the better player. The other guy won the trophies for MVP
mm-hmm.
in two straight series. So there's an interesting dichotomy there. That's where we're starting. Boston Celtics, 2 days away from the playoffs beginning. The pursuit for banner number 19 underway at TD Garden on Sunday against the Magic. Jason Tatum, how you feeling about his stature, his reputation? Is he underappreciated? Is he disrespected? Is this his, I don't know if you can call it a breakout postseason, but is this the one? Is this the legacy in the making postseason for Jason Tatum? Are you confident the Celtics are just going to cakewalk their way to Cleveland and the Eastern Conference Finals? That's all on the board. We'll take your call, 617-779-7937. But first, double duty Dan Ball, what's trending?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.